everyone. So welcome back to another episode of the Hell Spring Podcast. I hope you're all doing well, because in today's episode, I have yet another guest, and we are officially on episode 16, which is so wild to me because I can't believe we've lasted this long, and I'm so happy that you all are still enjoying the episodes, especially the ones with the guest and also solos too. But today I'm going to be having on It's Me Troy, who is a world-renowned CC and mod queen. She is my one-stop shop to go to when if I'm looking for any CC to download or if any mods are being updated or are broken. And especially if you love The Sims and other variety gameplay, she is a Twitch ambassador and recently hit 30,000 followers on Twitch. But she also plays a lot of variety gameplay on Twitch, like Fortnite, Apex, Valorant, and so much more. But all of her links will be down below in the show notes for you to check out. But anyway, let's go ahead and hop into today's episode. Thank you so much for being on my podcast. I honestly am very happy that you are on this, because I feel like we have history. You have a lot of knowledge, insight, the 411 on everything about Sims, Twitch, streaming, YouTube, all the above, mods. Like... people should know you are like the mod queen, one-stop shop, going to your Discord, seeing what's broken, seeing what's fixed, all the above. But thank you so much for being on here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I don't know about queen, you know, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, totally. So how's your day been so far?
My day started a couple of minutes ago, gonna be honest with you.
Okay.
That streamer lifestyle. True. That's what time frame I'm on at the moment. My week hasn't been so bad. What about yours?
My week has been pretty good. It's been very busy and chaotic because planning out, you know, episodes for the podcast, Twitch Pride Month, and all these other different things are just happening. That it's so busy, but so worth it at the end of the day.
Oh, congrats on your Twitch Pride Month promotion. Congrats.
Thank you. I'm very excited, honestly. I didn't expect them. Like, they asked me, I'm like, oh, sure. Why not? Because it's like really cool and a cool opportunity to be a part of something very special. So can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? Like, who's It Me Troy?
Okay. So hi, I'm It's Me Troy. I am a full-time content creator and Twitch ambassador on the interwebs, as I like to, like I used to. I got my start in The Sims 4, mainly with modding, four years now? 2019. It's been a while. It's getting up there, unfortunately. And I'm not ready for it to be 5 years.
Oh my, time flies.
It is. It really is.
It's crazy. I'm like, I was just thinking, like, it's been that long? Wow.
Yeah. I made my first video with City Living, and City Living came out a while ago. So.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, because I looked at your channel, and it said you started 2013, like the start of the YouTube channel, but you didn't upload until like
2019.
Yeah, so it's been that long. Okay. So you've been like more so a viewer for a while before starting to upload YouTube videos? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think that's how we all start out, as like viewers, and then we like, okay, I think I want to get into this game of uploading YouTube videos and seeing where it goes and hope for the best and look at where you are now.
Right. Still hoping for the best.
true. Same. So what was like your first impression? Because I always ask my guests, like, what's our first impressions of each other? And I'm just curious, because I never know. I just assume everybody thinks I'm crazy and too much.
My first impression of you was awesome. I mean, you're inviting, you're warm, especially to people who are new into the community. And I thought we hit it off, you know.
Yeah.
And we did. And when it comes to at least when I first joined, and I think still to today, like when it comes to one of the pillars in the Sims community, especially with building, your name pops up.
Really?
Yeah, especially in bright yellow, yes.
True, true. I do conquer the yellow quite well.
It's on brand for you. I don't think anyone should dare take the bright yellow.
No, no, no. So honestly, I first like heard of you and I was immediately just hooked to your videos because you were, you know, upbeat and energized for like Sims. And I loved watching Sim videos back then. And I still do. But you're kind and you're warm and you're welcoming. And I remember back in like 2017, I'm pretty sure. I think it was 2017, around the time I did Simness Showcase so long ago. And I remember you sent an email asking to be featured. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And it was around the time Cats and Dogs became a thing. And your first video that I watched was you creating your IRL dog, your Pomeranian, oh, Mr. P.
Oh, wow.
I know. Long time ago.
Yes. Oh, no, wait. Cats and Dogs. That had to be 2019. The City Living came out November 2019. So I think the following year was Cats and Dogs.
Oh.
June. It may have been a June-ish. See, the packs are, they're blurring together now. They're blurring together. Luckily, The Sims follows a pattern. Their expansion packs.
Yeah, they do.
So yeah, I think that was 2020 because 2017, I was way deep into college still.
That was
still struggling.
Yeah, it's been a minute, honestly, when you think about it, because I'm like, really, has it been that long? Because Cats and Dogs came out in 2017. Last time I remember.
Wait, hold on.
I mean, the video I saw was 3 years ago, November 10th, 2017.
Sims 4. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been that long. Because honestly, because looking at all of this, I'm like, wow. Because I remember when it was, it feels like you said, all the packs are blurring together at this point.
All the years.
We got too many packs. I think.
All the, 40, it is a lot of packs.
40? No.
It has to be over 40. It has to be. It's a lot of stuff packed.
I lost count after Cool Kitchen, and I don't even remember what that number is. It's been too long, too many packs. I can't keep up. I always say my favorite packs are Season, Cats and Dogs, and Parenthood. That's like my go-to, because, I mean, those things are good, to be honest. But
they're essential. They're essential to the game.
Yeah.
They're essential packs.
So when you kind of like got into YouTube, like what kind of made you want to get into like making YouTube videos? So I guess early on in the Sims franchise, if that makes any sense.
Well, when I first started creating Sims videos, and I've been a simmer since Sims 2 was on commercials.
Oh,
like TV commercials. Yeah. So I didn't even know mods existed until Sims 4. And that was 2017 after, you know, when City Living was about to come out. And I had just told myself, like, you know what? Apartments will be really nice right now.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, there's apartments being announced. I'm like, cool. So around that time, I found Simmers on YouTube and I found a live stream and I found X Mira Mira while she was simming and playing on YouTube. Back and, you know, having fun doing all the mods, extreme violence. And I'm like, oh, wow. And, you know, watching her for a while kind of made me like, this, you know, streaming seems fun. So I actually started streaming on YouTube before making YouTube videos, I think. And then, like, one of my stream I did showing a mod was, like, doing super well. And It was one of the adult mods.
Oh, the Puff Puff Pass mod?
No, not that one. That one, I don't know if Base Mental was out at that point.
I don't think so.
I think, yeah. It was, I forgot. It was an adult mod. I know that much.
Okay.
I think it was one of the prostitution mods.
Oh, wait, the teen pregnancy mod?
No, prostitution.
Oh.
Yeah, it was one of the old ones. It was one of the first prostitution ones.
Oh, the wow. Simp.
Yeah. It was basic too. You just, you know, do your thing and then you ask for the money and then, you know, that was it. It was no real, no buffs. It was no extra bells and whistles to it. It was one of the first ones and that was doing very well. I was like, well, let's see, you know, how mods work. And, you know, that's how it started.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, mm-hmm. like I said at the beginning, you are like the one stop shop to go to see if like mods are good or bad or need to be updated or new mods are being created that we need to know about. Like if people go to your YouTube channel, like now, they'll see a whole bunch of like mod videos, mod updates, CC shopping, created some videos, like everything. And it's so informative, in my opinion. Because as a viewer, it's helpful to know, like, what mods are broken because I am a rebel. I don't forget. I just choose not to update my mods when we get a new patch update because I can't live without that stuff. UI cheats, MCC. No, I can't live without that.
Oh. Cannot. Shout out to Webesu. Webesu says less, but always updates. Shout out to Webesu.
Yes, always update your game and always update your mods because... Well, depends on the update and depends on what mods, you know.
Yeah.
Because there's a way you can stop the updates, but I don't think you can play the game, can you?
You can. You can just turn Origin in offline mode and play like that. But of course, mods are, you know, updated mod code is with the new game code. So, you know.
Okay.
So you're going to have to, you know, update eventually or you may have some issues, I believe, in theory. I'm not really into code like that, but I would assume, you know, modders updating their code to match the new code from the update, you know, will, you know, if you're using old, you know, old game code and using the new game code, you know, maybe some issues here and there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, you can play the old game for two years, as long as you don't, you know, update your game, you know?
True.
It happens. But people do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. It's not me. Some do it.
Some do it, but I'm not one of them because I gotta keep my game updated so I can download some new stuff. Cause I'm a CC addict. It's not a problem. It's more of a lifestyle, to be honest. Not an addiction, more of a lifestyle.
No, I'm pretty sure it's an addiction. Let's go ahead.
I don't know.
Okay.
I only have 8 gigabytes of custom content and mods. So, I mean, I'm very low on the spectrum.
Okay. Kind of. Mm-hmm.
I know but some still have 100.
Mm-hmm, but you still have 8 gigs, though.
True. Most of them are hairs and clothing for my female Sims. Male Sims are lacking because there's not a lot of good stuff out there for me to download. Because I primarily download Max's Match custom content instead of Alpha. And I know there's 10,000 tons of alpha stuff. I'm like, it doesn't fit my game, you know?
Right. Yeah. So. I feel that. I mean, it all depends on preference, too. You like alpha, yeah. You like Max's Match, you like both. I have a little bit of Max's in my game, but I do prefer alpha. But, you know, alpha is kind of taxing on your PC because of all the polygons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, but yeah, I understand, you know, play with what you want with.
Exactly. No one's stopping you.
Mm-mm. No.
So around the time when you started your YouTube channel, you had a Cats and Dogs LP for the 101 Dalmatian.
Oof.
And there has been a, you know, are you a fan of that movie franchise? Cruella de Vil.
To be honest, I could never finish that movie because it was so the animated movie. Mm-hmm. At least I could never finish it because it was so sad what she wanted to do with the puppies.
True.
So
true.
I don't know what was going through my mind at the time. You know, I wanted to do a challenge and then, you know, 101 Dalmatians. Sure, why not? I never finished it like any other LP. I never finished it and. I'm surprised that you found that because you went scrolling. You went scrolling through my catalog if you found that.
Yes. It's at the very beginning, I would say. Because, I mean, when whenever I do interviews, I want to make sure I know about my guests a little bit more, even though I've been watching your YouTube for like years. So like half of the time I know everything. Well, not everything, but you know, seeing what I watch and it's like, okay, they did this one at this time, this one at that time, and they're changing the game, changing how they make their content. And from watching your YouTube channel from the very beginning to now, I would say it has definitely stepped up in quality, and it's more, I guess, entertaining, I guess.
Because
I think back then, YouTube was like in a weird phase of your videos have to be this long or like 20 minutes long to have that engagement or whatever. And now it's like, no, make it shorter. Like it's like the algorithm just doesn't understand what they want, to be honest.
It doesn't. It never does. And it changes constantly.
It does. So would you say that you would ever return to making Let's Plays or some type of mini series down the line in the future?
Probably not, because it isn't for me.
Yeah.
One, because it takes, on a personal level, it's just fine. Like, telling a story to The Sims really isn't for me. And I learned that because I always thought, like, okay, well, are these boring? No one's really watching it. I'm bored. I don't know what to do. And when it comes to just playing the game, I like to just play by myself. Like, I don't really think out loud. I don't really think of the storylines. I just go with the flow. And I believe, like, if you're doing an LP, you have to, like, have a clear, concise storyline and events lined up. And unfortunately, that is not me. And on a channel level, they just don't do well for me. And it takes a lot to produce. As you know, it takes a lot to produce an LP, just one LP episode. So... yeah, short answer is no.
Okay. I mean, honestly, yeah, because LPs, they're fun, but I think it all depends like on the preference and like the person and everything. Because I remember there was a time in my life of 2019 and I had LPs upon LPs, never finished them, but I had one specific LP that I loved so much that I carried it on for so long. It was like the basic base game Sims 4, and then the other one was Cats and Dogs, and I ended season 1. But it was around that time where I'm like going through school, and I was in the midst of getting to my last semester of university, and I was stressed out, and then I got very burnt out, and then I stopped doing LPs since then. So it's been a very long time since I've made an actual like proper LP. They're all more like sporadic and here and there type of like episodes is how I would put it, but I don't know. LPs are just weird for like YouTube. Well, I mean, hopefully, I mean, down the line, who knows what could change, but LPs are just something that, you know, YouTube got to understand. People like them, but then again, it depends on the person. You know, what's crazy to me is that it's already June 2nd by the time we're recording this. This is not going up until like 3 weeks later or so. And by this time, I predict that things will get better in the world. People are getting vaccinated. The world's opening up again and everything. But like where things are now, what would you say has gotten better since the start of the year? Like for you?
Oh, wow.
I know.
Deep question. It is a deep question. To be honest, I really can't say because it's still cautious. Still dealing with, you know, the effects of COVID. Still, it's kind of going back to normal, you know, trying to get the groove back. So I really can't say at the moment, you know, it's 6 months in, but like those 6 months have gone by really fast. Like my brain is still February, but
yeah, same.
The body is in June. So, I mean, if you want to come back to the question in December, I can probably tell you then, but
now it's like, I'm not sure. Like my brain's one where my body's like on another planet. It's like, I don't really know where I stand. It feels weird because my brain, it feels like it's still like March or February, and it's not that time changed. You know, we're still at home, and I guess like working full time as a full time content creator, as such as yourself. I feel like it's been not stand still, or it's like you blink and then it's like a next month or a next year and you're like, where did the time go?
Yeah, pretty soon it will be like 2030 and you're like, wow, okay.
It's like, well, time for my high school reunion.
my high school reunion was either this month or it was last month. And no, I'm not going.
No. I don't think I could ever go to my high school reunion whatsoever. I will not go. Well, I might go just to not see the people, but see what it's like, I guess. Because I graduated high school in 2014. So it's been like 7-ish years. So I have 3 more years left until 10-year anniversary of my graduation. And I'm like, oh gosh, show choir, theater. Bullied everything. It's like it was crazy. High school was dramatic.
High school was dramatic, and sadly, it's still dramatic.
Yeah, I don't understand what has life come to this? Yeah,
something in the water.
It really is. I'm like, they need to clean that out, filter it, do something because it's not right.
It's not.
No. So, what's been your favorite thing you've been liking to do this year? Streaming? No, anything at all? A book? A movie?
Actually, just watching, like, I mean, it's kind of the same thing I always do, but like just turning off my PC and stepping away earlier.
Yes.
And just having me time.
That's good.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Whenever I can do that, I enjoy it.
That's good. Me time is good because when you're at home and you work full time at home, and it's like, you don't want to constantly be on something that is your job. Like social media, got to turn it off. I've deleted the apps off of my phone. I don't use Twitter on my phone anymore. I just go into the desktop. Once I'm done, I am done for the day. But if I want to use Twitter, I'll use like the web browser on my phone. So I have that and like where I can like not constantly be on the actual like phone app. I don't have Snapchat. I don't have, you know, all these other things, but I keep my main ones like Instagram and the YouTube video up, not YouTube Studio. YouTube Studio is absolutely toxic.
It is. YouTube Studio is the devil. The devil.
It's like one time I clicked it and I nearly just died. Well, because I'm like, it was going great because I was uploading daily and it said, oh, congratulations. Like 50% of you, people are watching your videos more. Keep going. Like, I don't. Great, awesome, thank you. But you really have done me dirty before. I don't like that. Like, I don't like how they rank your videos like top 10, like ones that's really going good, and then like at the bottom. But if people do YouTube, don't look at it.
Don't do it. Mm-mm.
It'll destroy your mindset. Trust me.
It will. It'll go straight to the gutter. It will just deplete and deplete and deplete. And then you'll get a rush of serotonin. It's like, congrats, 50% of viewers are watching this video. And then it'll just, you know, it'd be like, 50% of viewers are not liking this video. Maybe change this. And you're, you know, don't do it.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I can do that. I can try that. I will. So would you say that making mod videos and like update videos are more exciting for you to make because they're quick and you can experiment with the features and everything and have people, you know, download them for their own game?
Well, one thing, they're not quick. How I edit, at least how I produce. And at first they were, especially since I was also new to modding and like different types of modding script mods were coming out, like different ways to improve the game. And now I really wish to like branch out into non-mod content just because, again, it's been four years.
Almost 5 years.
Yeah, it's almost been 5 years. 700 plus videos on that main channel. And majority, at least 99.9% of it is mods. So I would say at the beginning it did, but now I really wish to branch out and expand the content that I can make on that channel, whether it's still Sims or it's something related, something another game. But yeah.
So that's why you created a second channel called It's Me Troy 2 to upload variety gameplay.
That is correct. The channel first started for LPs for The Sims because the main channel is Hardstruck mod content.
Yeah.
But I had realized like, okay, this LP is done. It's finished finally. And it went dormant for a while. That second channel went dormant for a while. Then I was like, I have all this content on my Twitch channel that I can use. So I thought, you know, why not just edit non-Sims content and put it there? Which, you know, I did. I do. I
mean, that's good. I mean, using your second channel for something. Like, I use my second channel for, like, just re-uploading my streams from Twitch to YouTube because I have no time to really, like, highlight all of them and store them, make playlists, even though I can just do them on YouTube because that's what I'm used to. It's my nature. But that's good. Like, what type of games have you been enjoying on YouTube or, like, I mean, Twitch?
Recently, Dead by Daylight. And play a little bit Dead by Daylight, Valorant, and Apex.
Okay.
I actually do love shooters. So, yeah, shooters is one of the main titles that I enjoy. Besides simulation, which mainly just consists of The Sims. The only simulation game I really do enjoy is The Sims. But when it comes to games of shooting or action or sometimes puzzle games like Legend of Zelda, I do enjoy those.
I haven't played Zelda in so long. I have it on my Switch, but I keep on forgetting to play it. So one of these days I'll get back into it. Yeah. It'll be more like of an off-stream game for me because I don't know if you feel the same way, but I need to have like those games that I just play by myself. No lights, no camera, no using my voice and my microphone, just chilling on the couch, just playing.
Yep. And a lot of creators need to realize not every game that you have needs to be shown to others, or that you need to entertain others. Like there are some games you need to have for yourself that you can just sit in your bed in your underwear and just play on your Switch, or if you got the setup, hook your console up and again sit in your bed on your underwear and play.
Just do what you do. Because honestly, people should definitely have the mindset of like, you don't always have to stream everything. You don't always have to record everything. You can just be yourself and just vibe. With nobody watching, honestly.
Yeah.
I've learned that very, like, not early on, but later on in my life of like, and then also like doing YouTube and Twitch. I'm like, okay, this makes more sense. I don't always have to be streaming for like 12 hours or every single day because one, my body cannot handle that, and two, nor I do not have the time to do all that.
Yep, that is true.
So you started doing Twitch around 2017. So is that correct?
It is, but I took a extended break.
Okay.
Afterwards, and then I came back, I think the following year,
Would you say that streaming has changed your life? Because I feel like streaming has changed my life too.
It has, in a way, mainly because I wasn't used to being on camera and doing live content. Because when you think about it, it's live. People are watching you in real time. You're not recording a video, editing out all your your likes, your bad habits, picking your nose. So in that aspect, it has for me, at least.
Okay. Good. So when you first started, was it just mainly Sims or was it just a variety at the start?
It was mainly Sims. It was mainly Sims because, the goal when you first start is affiliate. And then the goal after that is partner.
Yeah.
And now I've moved into more variety off that channel. I think at least once or twice a week in my stream schedule, I do dedicate to The Sims. But some weeks it may just, be one day of Sims and then something variety. Which recently I streamed Resident Evil Village.
that game. It looks so good.
It is good. It is good. You should play. It's not that scary. It's not. And so, yeah, I've moved into more variety on Twitch.
Okay. I feel like a bit of variety is a good thing because you don't want to get burnt out on a certain game. So you can explore other horizons of video gaming and streaming and different communities that play the same game and everything. So, yeah, I feel you on that part because I started out with Sims and now I'm more a bit of variety, but I do all the, like, it's in the same genre, I feel like, where I'll play The Walking Dead or Life is Strange, and then I'll play Sims and like Animal Crossing and Stardew Valley and Hoco Life. It's, I guess, whatever it's like, I feel like. Yeah, it is.
A struggle.
It is, especially trying to reach partner when, because I don't know if you felt this either, but going down the wave of trying to achieve partner is a struggle bus through, like, it's crazy. Yeah. The numbers are just wild because you had to reach 75 to like 100 viewers or more in like 30 days. And like, that's a lot. The pressure.
And you have to keep that number. At least I was told when, because I had applied a partner for about 3 times before I actually got it. 2 or 3 times. And I was way over the 75, but they told me you had to keep the average while they're reviewing your application, which could take a number of times. You know, this was about 2 years. This was 2 years ago. So I don't know how it's changed now, but
yeah,
that's what, you know, it was a struggle. It was a mind fuck, especially when, cause now you gotta think, you think about numbers and numbers are fluctuating and that's messing with you and you're wondering, and you equate numbers to who you are actually. So it's like, if numbers go down, you're like, okay, what's wrong with me? Why aren't people staying to watch me? Did I do something? Is there something wrong? And so all those thoughts go into your head and you're just like, okay, well.
It's like, what can I do next to entertain the people? And I think when people do start to be like, well, at least for me, when I did it, I didn't really like having to be so number focused at that time. And then in a period of my life, I'm like, okay, I want to grind. I'm going to stream as much as I can, go for as long as I can for like 3 hours, play Sims all the time and nothing but the Sims, but do a little bit of variety, like one variety game. The rest of the week is Sims and just go forth into all that. And I don't know, I think I was at a point where I'm like, I don't think it's really worth it. And then I got it. So, and I'm like, I don't care anymore. I remember, I think it was 2 years ago, like around the same year you got partnered, was you went to the Twitch studios. And I remember, was it Twitch Weekly? It was a show that they had. Mm-hmm.
It was Twitch Weekly, yeah.
Okay, so it was still called that. Okay, yeah. So when I remember you were at the studio, I forget who you were talking to. It was probably DJ Wheat and somebody else. And all I remember, the one thing out of that whole entire thing that I remember is that you turned off your viewer account when you started streaming. And ever since then, I turned it off. And I felt way more happier. And so I want to thank you because my sanity would not have been like good if it wasn't for that sentence.
Oh, wow. And that was so long ago, too. That was That was my wow.
Yep. And look at you now. You're a Twitch ambassador. Look at that. Representing Twitch. Doing great things. Proud of you.
Thank you. Wow. I can't believe you remember. Wow. That's wild. Wow.
I still tell people to say like turn off your view count. It'll save you so much time. I'm going to think it's me, Troy, because the view count is like, it's a numbers game. I blame Instagram for this. Honestly, it's always been like that. And I don't want that anymore. Like, I don't want people to feel like you have to constantly have these numbers to reach out to brands or get sponsorships or do these little other things. Like, people, someone said on Twitter, oh gosh, her name's Stephanie. I can't pronounce her other name on Twitter.
Ninsaga.
Yeah. Yes.
Ninsaga. Mm-hmm.
What she always says is impact over numbers. And that's so true. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you might have 100 followers. You could get sponsored if you wanted to, if you put forth the effort and the time to develop that brand with those 100 followers and get sponsored or get an affiliate link or something that will help you support you as a creator. So honestly, people have to change their mindset that you don't need to have 1 million subscribers or 1,000 viewers or a certain amount of likes or whatever to get these type of things. If you put that energy into like you do for like school, you can do it for your creative career of YouTube or Twitch or Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is to achieve something that you wanted to achieve for so long.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
Would you say that achieving partner was worth it?
I wouldn't say worth it in the sense of everything started to go well, because what a lot of people don't realize is life after getting partner, when you're not partner, you only think about getting partner because you see you think partner is going to be the end to be all. And what it really is, the work really begins, because it's okay, you have partner, what else? Because partner doesn't open up all these doors. It doesn't guarantee you more money. Partner doesn't guarantee you anything at all. Being a partner on Twitch, it doesn't guarantee you anything. I've had to work even more and learn more after being partner. I think that once you become partnered, your eyes open up to everything that you thought it was, but you actually start seeing the truth. The grass is always greener on the other side. And once you get there, it's oh, okay. Well, this is dumpster fire. So I hope that answered your question.
Oh, it definitely did. Because, I mean, honestly, partner is not, it's worth it, but not worth it, but for many different reasons. So you explained it very good for what I was asking. I feel like with Twitch, where it is at now, would you say that Twitch is becoming more inclusive since adding the tags and, being held responsible? Because I think with companies way, way back then, they were okay, whatever. But now they're okay, we hear you. We're trying to do better and still hold us accountable. So do you think that Twitch is being more inclusive for all people, or no?
I think that, and sadly, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, unfortunately. No. But what we've seen on social media, I think it's trying to. However, there's been instances, again, on the Twitter account where it's a person of color could have been needed to look over this before it was posted, because it's what the actual fuck? How did this get, what filter did you put this through and thought, yeah, this is okay? And it's no, it wasn't. Delete this now. Put this back in the draft, bestie.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the tags, we've as a community asked for for tags for a while, especially those in the LGBTQ community have asked for the tags for a while. And they're finally here. But it shouldn't have taken that long to ask and ask and ask and ask and ask for them. So, I mean, again, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, what decisions are made, who's doing what. And I can only comment on what I've seen in the public, on Twitter. Mainly all my, news comes from Twitter, I think everyone's news who are on Twitch comes from Twitter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're getting there. We're getting there. It's just, how long do we have to wait till we get there?
True.
Is my response. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you on that one too. Twitch is changing, but it's slowly getting there in many different directions. And I do like that they're highlighting more people of color, which makes me very happy. So, because it's just not one color. It's many different colors on the internet. and they should be highlighted and, you know, give the recognition that they deserve and, you know, spotlight it for things that are very important. The next question I do want to ask you, with someone who wants to get into this quote unquote space of social media and content creation, like seriously, what should they primarily focus on?
Ooh, okay. So there are two answers to this.
Mm-hmm.
One side being if you really, 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 really want to make this a career. And then the other side is like, do you just want to like shoot the breeze, chillax, and, you know, just, you know, have fun and do what you want to do? If you really, 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 really want to make this a career, I highly suggest you think about it first and look at all the pros and cons of doing it, because content creation does mess with your mental health. It will open up your eyes to a lot of different things, which I don't think is mainly talked about, especially the mental health aspect, because dealing with numbers and trying to fit into a highly oversaturated space. I mean, it was back then when I first started, and now it definitely is. And trying to stand out and ask people genuinely, like, look at interviews of creators who like speak candidly about, you know, what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like a lot of things that we don't speak about. And I've struggled with mental health by being a content creator myself and hyper-focusing on the numbers and wondering what's going on and why this isn't working. Also burnout is real. Creator burnout is real. It happens. A lot, especially if you just consume, you're just creating content 24/7. Like every time you think of something to do and you thought this can be content, that happens. Like if you're trying to like relax, but you're thinking like I could be doing something productive towards my channels at this moment, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And just, yeah, again, just read and look and see if it's something you really want to do. And then if you just want to shoot the breeze and just game and you don't really see yourself, well, I mean, nobody sees himself making this a full-time career first.
No.
But if you're just adamant, like, yeah, no, I don't want to do content creation, but like streaming and making videos is cool, then just stream and make videos and, you know, do you.
Exactly.
Just do you.
Yeah. Just go into the mindset of like having fun at start. And then if you see yourself, like, you know, really wanting to make this something, go forth, put in that effort, put in that time and shoot for the stars.
Yeah. But even the person who did start off, you know, just shooting the breeze and just doing what they want can also fall into the numbers game. And yeah. then that's where you got to go, you know, and think to yourself, like, is this something I really, really want to do? Because sometimes you need to step away and sometimes you do need to like think, this is not for me. This is not good for me physically, mentally, at all. And it's like, that's okay. That is okay.
Yeah. It's okay to not be okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you're at the top of your streaming career. Or, you know, you're still growing. You just
still
reached
growing.
30. You're still growing.
Still growing.
You just reached 30K on Twitch, which is an awesome achievement, let me tell you. Did you ever think you ever get to this point in like your career of just, I feel like watching your streams, because I lurk in a lot of streams and I feel like you're more happier, you know, doing things, having fun, playing games, interacting with your community and all the above.
I am, especially when it's you can easily tell when I'm burnt out from The Sims.
Yeah.
And so when I'm playing, I can play The Sims for about like an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a main TikTok dedicated to Sims. I have a YouTube channel dedicated to Sims. I've played Sims on my Twitch channel for, you know, I think it's two, three years since when I came back to Twitch. And I'm kind of burnt out from The Sims overall. So I can give The Sims about two hours at max. Maybe three or four if I'm chilling and I'm just playing. Sometimes I forget to talk.
Yeah.
But if it's like another game like Dead by Daylight or Apex or Valorant, I can play that for like 8 hours plus.
Would you say that it's like the multiplayer aspect of those games that you like the most?
Yeah, it is. If it's multiplayer aspect, I can play for a while. Unfortunately, The Sims is a one-player game, which, you know, it's fine when it's you're by yourself. Unfortunately, I have a hard time playing The Sims by myself because I do so much with content-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no multiplayer aspect. And I keep thinking of, like, how of content I can do with The Sims for multiplayer that is actually fun. And I always come up blank.
Because
it's very hard. It's very hard.
It is definitely very hard to try and, like, do multiple things at once with The Sims. Like, for me, I think that the way I don't burn out or getting close to burnout, I try to reinvent myself a lot where I like playing other games, but I also like The Sims. Like, why not just combine them both and see what I could do? Like, rebuild a house from a video game, like The Walking Dead in The Sims, or building a Fortnite house in The Sims. Like, all these different things that I could try. I guess because I build so much that it's easy, question mark. But it's definitely very hard, especially like doing collabs in The Sims.
Yeah.
Because I remember we did
Mod Wars.
Did a collab. Mm-hmm. Didn't we also do like a black and white stream or something like that on Twitch? I feel like we did.
Maybe.
All I know, we did the Mod Wars, and that was a lot. Because, I mean,
yeah.
Trying to download CC and then make a sim in 10 minutes. Ooh.
Yeah.
Never been done before, honestly. Now I want to try that myself.
You want to try it again? Go ahead.
I mean, I might as well, because, I mean, now that I have a faster computer, I think it's possible.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
definitely go for it.
I mean, now there's more custom content out there. It might be a little bit hard. Not going to lie.
You're going to get sidetracked. I'm like, wait a minute, I was doing a video.
It's like, wait, I want this, I want that, hold up, I need that hair, I need that makeup, like, okay. Well, you know, an hour passed by, it's like, it's been 2 hours later, and forgot I was doing a video, sorry, not sorry. It's turned to a CC shopping video, you're welcome.
Hey, it's still content.
True. So segueing to, like, The Sims anyway, like, you started playing, like, you said back in, like, the day you played The Sims 2. Did you ever get a chance to play The Sims 1 at some point in your life?
I did, and it was on my channel, actually. I did a video, a Sims 1 video. I finally got it to work, and I recorded it, and I'm still learning that The Sims 1 has so much. The Sims 1 had strippers popping out of a cake.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, I wish I was around for those days. So, and, you know, the graphics had something to get used to, but they kind of reminded me of the old handheld Sims games a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
The Game Boy Advance, especially the pool, Sims busting out for Game Boy Advance. It reminded me a lot of that. When I finally got it to work.
Oh, I loved The Sims busting out, but nothing cannot beat The Herbs.
Yes.
That game is just legendary. I feel like they should do a remaster of The Herbs in SimCity, because all I know, I played it on my PS2. I was very young, didn't know a thing. All I know, I was a really good, like, worker at the Weasel game. That's all I know. I was rich. And I got a penthouse, and that was it. Still, top tier game.
I was a good worker. Ooh, are we talking Game Boy or console or GameCube for Herbs?
For anyone, because aren't they all the same?
Actually, no. They're completely different. Mm-hmm. The Game Boy Advance version is more like Bustin' Out was on the Game Boy Advance.
Okay.
And the storyline is completely different. And then the GameCube version, you know, has the Black Eyed Peas popping up everywhere.
Oh,
while
yeah.
While I am giving you tips and, you know, hanging out with Fergie, listening to the music, and going from, like, place to place. Ooh. In IRS, my favorite was the basketball game, the hoops at the jail cell for Game Boy Advance. I used to love the hoops, shooting the basketball, getting a lot of money, getting on my little hoverboard that you can unlock, and defeating the vampire. Yeah, it was a vampire. For a split second, you see a vampire in herbs.
Oh, I need to go find that game.
Yeah. And in the GameCube version, I don't know, I just wanted to cheat. Like, the, I think it was, I can't remember the jobs there. I just know I really wanted to get to the highest level. And it was very hard to get into those VIP areas. That's all I remember. It was very hard.
I remember there was one job. I don't think it was a job. It might have been a job. I only know it was like in an underground subway area and you could fight robots and then do some other stuff. That area was weird, but it was fun. It was like a cage and everything. You could fight things. I'm like, okay, sign me up. I'm ready. Let's go. Let me earn some simoleons. Let's go. Let's go. I don't know. I guess Herbs was like just one of those fan favorites. And then The Sims 2 came around and like, oh, forget the Herbs. Forget busting out Sims 2 all the way. I played that game for so many years and I still play it to this day. I play in Pleasant View for the long, like every single chance I can, I'll play in Pleasant View. That neighborhood is dramatic.
I think they were dramatic back then, at least the neighborhoods where they had so much. I don't think I really pay attention to them until I actually read some of them. And I'm just like, oh, wow, the tea is hot. What's going on here?
Yeah, the lore is really, really good. The backstories for all the Sims, the Calientes, Don Lothario, the Goss family, the land grabs. Like, there were so many Sims. Like, there was so much going on that you just didn't know where to start. It's like starting a story-based game, like Life is Strange. Like, where do you start? Where do I go?
Where do I go from here? whose family do I mess up first?
Right. I always start with Don Lothario. He's connected by three different Sims, or I guess, three.
Is it three? I thought it was the Calientes and the Goths.
And then the Pleasants. Because,
I didn't know he had them.
Yeah, because Caitlin Linkert's a maid of the Pleasant family.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's right, that's right. I forgot about the maid.
Yeah, so she's hooking up with Daniel Pleasant and Don Lothario at the same time. So it's like connecting all the dots, and then Mary Sue's just cold-hearted and didn't know a thing. Like, she shows no emotion. I'm like, does she really love Daniel? Did they get married because it was some agreement or whatever, or a dare? Like, they just don't connect with for me. To be honest,
I think Don just doesn't care. He's like, woohoo is woohoo, and it is what it is.
Yeah. Don's just like, hi, bye. Like, he's dating Dina and Nina and Cassandra and then Caitlin. So four different Sims. And it's like, really, Don? Really? You're going to be like that? I mean, at the start of the game, I think there's a way, if you go to the Goth household, there's a wedding already setting up in like that general area.
Mm-hmm. It is. I actually played through that wedding once. I was like, okay, we about to get it on.
Oh my goodness.
They went on their honeymoon and it was just a whole ordeal. And I'm like, why? What possessed me to do this? I don't know what possessed me to do this.
I'm a person that loves family gameplay. And also loves chaotic gameplay. It's like, I'll get them married, you know, have a little, maybe a kid or two. And then like, okay, I'm bored. Time for a divorce. Time to break up a marriage. Just do something. Separation of the children. One gets one. The other one gets the other one. Some little marriage agreement, money, child support, all the above. Because I'm like, I got to do something. Because there needs to be some like drama.
Something needs to be spiced up.
Yes. And that's why I love The Sims 2. And when mods came into The Sims 2, it was a whole other ballpark. Custom content was my jam. I downloaded so many mods. I even downloaded a mod where I could have kids in college because originally you couldn't do it.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. There's so many mods out there that's like wild. You can get child support through a mod. You can have kids on campus, pets on campus, get jobs on campus. There was also, I think, some other mods too that very like enhanced, like ACR. It's like where your Sims autonomously do like romantic interactions. And it's the most craziest mod I've ever like seen. Cause one of my friends, they download the mod and their Sims just autonomously just try for baby and they end up being pregnant. So I'm like, okay, well, that's just something, I guess.
A try for baby will get people caught up real quick.
Yes. The not the animations, but the cutscenes were a lot.
I miss the cutscenes. They were nice.
Yeah, I miss the cutscenes. I mean, when I was younger, I thought they were a lot because I'm like, I can't have this being shown on my screen or I'll get grounded. Or like parents get curious and like, what is this? What is this boohoo interaction? What is what?
None. It's be like, Nanya.
No, Nanya.
Nanya business.
No. Don't like look
this,
at it.
This is a Teletubbies. It's not. So,
no.
No. The Teletubbies wish.
They wish. They've been canceled. Nevertheless, if you could change or add something to The Sims, what would it be?
What do you mean? And what?
Like Sims 4, I guess.
I would... Okay. This is a lot.
I know there's so many things you can add.
Yeah, there is so many things I can add. I guess it would be more worlds. Bigger worlds. Worlds that are more interactive. Because I always wish, especially when I'm in Del Sol Valley, that the houses, like all the houses, they look really nice. You can't go to them because they're decor.
True.
But I wish the worlds were more interactive and bigger. If it can't be open world like Sims 3, then at least like give me more, you know, more places to live, more things to do.
Yeah. I feel like there was... Because, I mean, at the start of the game, it wasn't as open as it is now. I mean, Windenburg was probably the most open we've ever gotten. I guess City Living 2.
It's still the biggest, actually. Windenburg is still the biggest world.
Yeah, I tell people, get together, biggest world, the most lots we've ever gotten, 64 by 64. The dynamic of the clubs are pretty nice. I mean, the world's pretty good, not gonna lie. And I remember, was it? No, get... Together? Yeah, Get Together was my first ever Sims camp I ever attended. So it will always hold, like, you know, a special place in my heart. What was your first Sims camp you attended?
It was university.
Oh, that's the one I didn't go to. Did you enjoy it over there? Because I feel like Sims Camp, I miss it so badly because I miss seeing people. And that's why I'm doing this podcast, to talk to people and get to know them and even just catch up on life. But do you miss Sims Camp, though?
I do. I miss going out and traveling as well.
Yeah.
I really miss that. But I do. I miss seeing everyone. I miss hanging out and, you know... It's one thing to talk to each other over, you know, Discord or, you know, but it's another to like just hang out and talk and just chill with everyone. So I do miss it.
Yeah, me too. I don't even know what they could do. Like, what could Sims Camp be like, you know, I don't know, maybe next year or so? Like, if it's for an expansion pack or EA Play or some special project or whatever. Like, I just miss all of that because all I know, the last time I flew out to somewhere was for The Sims Sparked, and that was it. And now I'm just like, what do I do now? Where do I go? What do I do? I don't even know anymore. Life is just crazy. Oh,
life,
man.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, I did want to say, going back to Sims, would you like what are some stuff in The Sims 3 that you like remember you enjoyed the most? Was it like the cars, the world, the Sims, Generations? I don't know. Generations is like my top favorite pack, though. I could talk about it for days.
when I was playing The Sims, I didn't have all the expansions. I didn't really want them. I only had Season, Supernatural, University, and I think one more. Then I had like a ton of stuff packs, including Katy Perry's Sweet Treats. I know.
Really?
Blasphemous. Yes. I like sweet treats. Oh, and I had these celebrities with a superstar. I forgot the name of the pack. Where you could be a celebrity. It went with that, with the costumes, because the game itself didn't give you the costumes. So oh. I had the deluxe edition of that pack with Katy Perry on it. And then I also had sweet treats as well. Because, you know, you can, like, decorate your stage with, like, all the objects and stuff. But I would bring back, to be honest, the open world concept. And I kind of enjoy the rabbit hole destinations a little bit. I know we got a glimpse of that with University, and your Sims can go to, like, soccer games if they wanted to. But I miss, you know, going to the grocery store, or, you know, going to like the theater, or going to a concert. I really miss that. So I was thinking last night, like, maybe I should re-download Sims 3, you know?
Maybe I should. I mean, there's some good stuff out there in the Sims 3. I mean, I would say definitely check it out again. Because there are some new custom worlds, my Simbrility. I've been going back into it because I vaguely remember playing The Sims 3 growing up. And so starting a new household, do a little family gameplay, have like 5 kids and go to university, travel the world and all these different things is just kind of fun. Yeah, I would say, yeah, do it again. I think you'll like it because you had a Sims 3 like video years ago that you had.
I did. I uninstalled it because it was restarting my computer, my old computer. I'm like, okay, why are you rebooting my computer? Let's go ahead and delete you because this is not cute.
Yeah. Sims 3 was, how I put it, a trip that you just didn't know how to handle.
Yeah, it was too powerful for its time.
Yes. But we loved it either way. We lived through the lag, but we...
We lived through the lag. We did.
So with Sims 4, as it being the newest, we're on 7 years of this game, which is kind of insane to think about. 7 years of the Sims 4, or almost 7 years, actually.
No, I think it's 7. I think it's closer to 8 now.
Oh, gosh.
I'm convinced we're closer to 8 now.
That's wild. That's a lot of the Sims 4. I feel like it's changed so much from where it started to where it's now. New hair swatches, new skin tones, new packs being released, and I don't know, it's changing for the better. All I just want is just like more male content in the game, because I mean, there's not a lot of male cast stuff that I can use. So I mean, I need more of that, more yellow, and then I'm good to go. But also give me generations and I'm fine. But
not give me generations and I'm fine.
Yeah. Everything else, I don't care. By the time this is like announced, or like this episode's being released, I feel like we're going to get some type of announcement for the next expansion pack. Like, what do you think that's going to be? Because people have been hinting it's farming, but other people have been hinting it's generations. Like, I have no idea. Like, what are
you thinking? Same. I have no idea either. And... to me, I'm usually wrong about it. So I don't know. And they always say they don't give hints. Actually, I haven't followed any of the recent hints. So to me, I don't know. I'm usually wrong with my speculations anyway. When people were saying that Snowy Escape was like, it's going to be snow. We're going to have snow. We're going to have this. I'm like, no, I don't think so. And then they were right. So yeah. I can't make a prediction, unfortunately. I don't know what's coming. I don't know.
I wish I knew, too. I feel like, from what I've seen, people have been hinting. Like, with the new Design Home Decorator game pack that we just got, I think, 2 days ago or so.
2 days, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, what?
Now we're talking about the next expansion pack. I'm like, I'm sorry, Dream Home. It's
like I can't keep up. The kit was like, it was here and then was gone. Like, the kit was announced. And then new game packs, like, what's kit now? Don't know.
I don't know either. We had a kit.
But don't know what it's called.
Right, yeah.
But I think from the new game pack, they have been putting hints in. Like, there's one t-shirt that has, like, I think cows or something on, like, some type of animal. And then the kids' tent has one swatch that's full-on farm, like, barn, oh, sunset, grass, cows, chickens, all the things. And, like, farming? Maybe?
Haven't we had farming hints before, though?
We've had farming hints in the past. I remember, what was it? Back when Seasons was being teased or whatever, we all thought it was farming.
Well, I mean, to be honest, never mind. We didn't get a world with Seasons. Cats and Dogs world. Brilliant Bay is like farm-ish.
Yeah, it's more farm-ish, yeah. If you look in the background where Brent and Brent Hecking live, there's like cows in the distance, like JPEGs of cows.
Not JPEGs of cows.
They look so pixelated. They're flat.
Oh, wow. JPEGs.
Someone told me that. It'd be like that
sometimes.
True.
It'd be like that.
True.
Unfortunately. Sadness. The whole world's a JPEG, isn't it?
True. I mean, oh, JPEG? I mean, half the time, we do have JPEGs everywhere. Like The Sims. I don't know if you have seen this or not, but like in San Myshuno, there's like trains and then there's like Sims down below. I zoomed into one of those one time. I'm like, oh no, never again. Those are horrifying. Horrifying Sims.
They're like Sims 1 models, but
yes,
they're like Sims 1 models. I think it's like maybe 2 or 3 variations and then they just repeat and you're just like, oh wow, we are really in a simulation.
We really are. I sometimes think we're in an actual simulation in real life.
Okay, then where's Motherlode?
Right. Motherlode, testing cheats true.
Motherlode times 10, that's all I need.
It's like I want that in my bank account like today. Thank you very much. How long do you think The Sims 4 will last?
To be honest, I don't know. Just because I remember where Sims 3 was still going on. Like, I think Sims 3 had like 1 or 2 packs left. And, The Sims 4 was announced. So, I really don't know. I would think, since we're coming up on like 8 years, and I think this has The Sims 4 passed the lifespan or it's coming up on the same lifespan as The Sims 3.
Oh, it's way past.
Yeah. So I would say maybe another 2-3 years, but in that time, we don't know when or if they started on actually The Sims 5. I know people say, you know, one of the executive said Sims, you know, but they said the next Sims, I think they said the next Sims game, or so it could be like a Sims spinoff. It could be the Sims 5, but they didn't really say Sims 5.
True.
So it could be something in the same franchise for all we know that they're working on. So I don't really know. I mean, I don't know.
It could be, could not be. I think that what I miss the most about like the early Sims days were like the spinoffs, like Life Stories, Pet Stories, and, like Medieval. Like, those are like my favorites to play because they were the Sims, but they were like spinoffs with like different things you could do that you couldn't do in the other games. Yeah.
True. I just want busting out in herbs for both console and handheld.
Yes.
To just be remastered and just make a comeback, and I would be happy.
Yes, get the Black Eyed Peas back. They'll be willing to do it. Maybe, you know, they might have a feud. I don't really know. But Fergie, you can come back a little bit. Do a little soundtrack, little, you know, riff, whatever. And, you know, you step away.
Remaster the entire soundtrack, you know, just re-sing it, you know, and Simlish.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, let's get the handheld versions on the Switch, and then let's get, you know, let's bring those back real quick.
Yeah, you know, go back to the early, you know, 2000s. You'll be fine, you know.
Yeah, just channel that fashion; it'll come to you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly, I mean, I feel like it's easy, but then I don't know. Simlish is hard. I try to speak Simlish, doesn't work.
I only know a few phrases and that's it.
Yeah, only a few. There should be a class about that, honestly.
There should be. I'm surprised there isn't a college class somewhere about The Sims. I'm surprised. Right.
Sims team, chop chop, let's go. So we have basically reached the end of the podcast today. We've talked about a lot of things, Sims, Twitch, YouTube, all the above. But I want to ask you a few more questions, some rapid fire questions that may not be rapid fire questions. But I know you said you like playing variety games, but what's your favorite game you've been playing thus far, like the most?
That's kind of hard because I play a few games at once.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say maybe Persona 5 Strikers. Okay. And I play that in my spare time. I've never streamed it, but I just played it in my spare time. And yeah, probably that game. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. I've never played Persona 5, but it looks really good though.
It is. You should. You really should.
Is it on the Switch?
Strikers is. The Persona 5 itself is not. But Strikers is.
Okay, cool. Good. So the next question is, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self?
The shit you're stressing about now won't matter in 3 years, babe. So just take a chill pill.
Yes. Chillax. Next question would be, do you have anything exciting coming up this year you want to share with anybody today?
To share? No.
No.
I do not, unfortunately. I wish I could, but no.
Same. But can't. Hopefully no. Maybe one day, a few months down the line, you might have something. You never know. It'd be something Sims related, Twitch related, sponsorship, agency signing. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
What's one thing about you that surprises people?
I act the same way that I do on camera.
Yeah, you do. I mean, you're nice on stream, you're nice in person, you're a very creative, bubbly, kind person. So, I mean, yeah, you do. You really do. Honestly. People say that you have, not you, but like people say streamers have faked their personality, but in reality, some do, some don't. And more times than others, they don't fake their personality because it's actually genuine and true.
Yeah. I bust out the same adult jokes I do on stream that I do in real life.
True. Yeah. The last question of the day for the podcast is, what's the best life advice you've gotten? Deep question. I know.
It kind of bounces off the one of the previous lightning questions. The shit you're worried about now will matter in 10 years.
Okay. Good.
It won't.
That's good. Awesome. So where can the listeners find you on social media?
Oh, wow. You can find me on any platform, any social media platform under It's Me Troy. And then you can find me on my second channel for TikTok and YouTube at It's Me Troy 2 T-O-O.
Awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much for being on my podcast. I really appreciate it so much. I cannot wait for people to hear this episode. Definitely get to know you a little bit more better, because sometimes streaming and social media is always one-sided. So making sure that they listen to this episode is going to be very, very fun.
Hey, I can't wait for it to come out.
Yeah,
in the future.
Totally. In the future. Exactly. So I hope you all enjoyed today's episode with It's Me, Troy. I definitely sure did, because as a person who loves to talk about The Sims and custom content and mods and YouTube and Twitch and understanding what it's like being a content creator on the internet like YouTube and Twitch and other platforms as well, because what Troy does, she does so much on her day-to-day basis, like, you know, TikTok and YouTube and Twitch and other behind the scenes that we may or may not know. But hopefully you learned a little bit more of an insight of who she is as a creator on the internet, because honestly, it's always fun to learn more. But anyway, make sure you check out all of our links down below in the show notes to our YouTube, website, TikTok, all the things you need to know. But make sure you go ahead and follow and subscribe to me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And I will hear from you all next week.